This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says his country is ready for talks with the United States about a withdrawal of Syrian rebels from eastern Aleppo. Lavrov's statement came even as Syrian government troops continued attacks on the rebel-held enclave. He said Moscow is ready to send military experts and diplomats to Geneva to ensure cooperation with the United States on the pullout of all rebels from eastern Aleppo. There was no immediate response from the United States, but Secretary of State John Kerry will meet with Lavrov next week in Geneva. European Union High Representative for Foreign Affairs, Federica Mogherini, said in Rome, meanwhile, that any peace process will be difficult if civilians are massacred in the Syrian city.
No peace process will be easy on the ruins of Aleppo. No one has an interest in destroying the city, killing other people, and then looking at what we do next.
Meanwhile, Syrian warplanes, artillery, and mortars continued to pound rebel-held areas in eastern Aleppo. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least three people were killed. Syrian defense officials put the death toll at six. The fallout continued Saturday from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's phone call with Taiwan's leader Tsai Ing-wen. China's foreign minister Wang Yi called it a petty trick by Taiwan and reemphasized that the One China policy is the basis of Washington's relationship with Beijing. The United States ended diplomatic relations with Taiwan in 1979, but still sells the island billions of dollars of defense material. China regards Taiwan as a renegade province. This is VOA News. Thousands of fans filled a tiny stadium in Chapecó, Brazil on Saturday to honor the Chapecoense football club members who died in a plane crash this week. Heavy rain fell as grief-stricken fans mourned the loss of the modest club members who nearly reached the pinnacle of Latin American football. FIFA President Gianni Infantino told the crowd the whole world grieves with the football club and its fans. He said, "We can also give you a message from the entire football world. We are all with you. FIFA is with you. And not only today, we will be with you always." The accident Monday in the Colombian Andes claimed most of the team's players and staff as they headed to the finals of one of Latin America's most important club tournaments. 71 of the 76 people on board, or 77 people on board, died, including 19 players on the team. The cortege bearing the ashes of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro has reached Santiago de Cuba, where an elaborate funeral service will be held Sunday. Castro's ashes have crossed 1,000 kilometers of Cuba, drawn by a trailer behind a green army jeep. Thousands of Cubans have lined the route from Havana to Santiago to say their farewells to the former leader, who died last week at the age of 90. Some high-profile leftist friends of the former Cuban leader, including Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro, Nicaragua's Daniel Ortega, and Bolivia's Evo Morales, will attend the funeral Sunday. Castro's ashes will be interred near the remains of Cuban independence hero José Martí in a cemetery in Santiago. In Oakland, California, officials fear the death toll will rise after a massive fire broke out at a warehouse party late Friday. At least 9 people are confirmed dead and 25 others are unaccounted for. Fire and rescue officials fear the total could rise as high as 40. Libby Schaff is Oakland's mayor.
This is a devastating scene. This is complicated, and it is going to take us time to do the methodical, thorough, and professional investigation that these families deserve.
Officials said they had to shore up the building Saturday because some of the walls were unstable. The warehouse building did not have sprinklers, which could have helped extinguish the blaze. Hundreds of people gathered outside Bethlehem's Church of the Nativity on Saturday for the traditional lighting of a giant Christmas tree and colorful fireworks marking the beginning of the festive season. Bethlehem is revered as the birthplace of Jesus Christ and attracts thousands of tourists every year. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.